his apartment. He wasn't there. We didn't think about the goy. The goy came home on Shabbos morning. Now when the goy comes home, he breaks our Eruv HaTeris, and we can't carry out now. Uketani, still Shmuel learns, Oisrim, the din is the goy asses on us, the Ein Ma'arvin, and in this case, since we can't make the Eruv HaTeris right now, it's the din Ein Mavatlin. You can't be Mavatl. So even though you can tell me that Locher is, you're allowed to rent from the goy on Shabbos, you could be such as the shoes and get the goy out of here, it doesn't help you anything though. Because on Shabbos morning now, your Eruv HaTeris you made yesterday was bottled. Because as soon as the goy comes home, he asks on you, your Eruv is not worth anything. Now, let's say Shabbos morning you go rent from the goy, good. You'll get rid of the goy. But at Kol Ponim, you have the two or three Yisraelim living there, and they don't have an Eruv HaTeris together. So they can't carry out from the house into the chotzer. The only eight to the bright before Rabbi Yochanan says was, being mevatel, two of them should mevatel their rishus to one. But Shmuel says, in this case, ain't mevatlin. That was Rabbi Lezer's kasha, that according to Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't stream with Rabbi Yochanan. So the Marsh Ramin, any chanami, it's taka true. Shmuel does not like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Shmuel, in this case, when the guy comes home Shabbos morning, you're stuck, you can't make any Eruv. Even if you go and rent off the guy his rights, so what? But your Eruv that you made before was bottled as soon as he comes home, and you can't be Mavatu Zelazer, so it's also to carry out from Yasin to the Chotzer. So Drashiel Allah the Yosef Shabbat. Almo Bitu Rishus Loitikin Elahecho the Chotzer Aruva Miasmol. The Rabbanon only made a takona Bitu where you could have made an Eruv yesterday. Here you can't make it. Since when the guy comes, the guy breaks the Eruv, it's not shy to make the Eruv, so Bitu doesn't help. So that was Rabbi Lezer was Toyevay, like according to his Rebbe Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon's halacha does not come out. Me'enachonami, mitaka don't hold like Shmuel, mitaka hold only like Rabbi Yechon. Tomorrow, Omer Rabbi Yosef, loy shmiel li hai shmaitetor. Rabbi Yosef, I didn't hear this halacha, means I don't hold from this halacha. So Drashi, ho shmaitetor, to Shmuel, to Yoma, pishtei chatzera zu, lefnim mizu, yocho levato drishos raglo mechitzoinem. Rabbi Yosef says he didn't hear this, means he doesn't like this halacha. In the case we have an inner chotzer and an outer chotzer, and they forgot to make an Eruv HaTeris together, now that's the case that Shmuel says the inner chotzer could be mevatel their rishus to the outer chotzer, as if we're telling the inner chotzer, you stay home this Shabbos, don't go back to the outer chotzer, so the outer chotzer are mutter by themselves. This was the case that Shmuel said, you could be mevatel zeh lezeh. And Rabbi Yosef doesn't like this. Lo Shmuel Lehi Shmaitato. Omalei Abaya told to Rabbi Yosef, Atam Atan Alon. What do you mean you don't like this? You yourself taught us like this. The Aho Amaton Nahalon. And on this case, your Gufa told us this halacha. Said Rashi, Atam Atan Alon. That's Rabbi Yosef Chola. This Rabbi Yosef was old already. He got old. He was sick. Vishachach Talmudin. If he got to him, he started to forget his learning. Vekomatkalei Abaya Talmudin. The Mela Abaya now came to remind. Rabbi Yosef, what he said? Because Rabbi Yosef says now he doesn't like this halacha, but you yourself, Kufa, taught us this halacha. And this is the case that you taught us this halacha. Where did you teach us this halacha? The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel says, the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Ein bitu rishus mechotzer lechotzer. You cannot be mevatel rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer. V'yein bitul rishus bechurva. There's no din bitul rishus in a churva. A churva is the backyard. Alamol in Shas, when it says a chotzer means the front yard. And the front yard people use it a lot. It's a big tzarech to be able to carry out. So there the Rabbanu will make them. If you have three apartments opening up into one chotzer, and they forgot to make the move chatzeros, there we say it could be mevatel two, could be mevatel their rishus to one. Mevatel means you're like making your rishus hefker. You're giving up your rights to use the chotzer. So we look as if only this one yisrael is using the chotzer. Then this one yisrael could carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the rabbanon will only make by a chotzer in the front of the house. That's a tzarech to use there, to mishtamish there. Mashenken churba the back of the house, people don't use it so much. So if you have three apartments opening up to one backyard, there the rabbanon will not make to be mevatel one rishus to the other rishus. That was Shmuel's chiddush. So Rashi, ein bitter reshus bechurva, bayis mikan or bayis mikan bechurva b'neim, or beis batim suchim lo. Two houses open up to the same backyard. The yosel l'shtamish bo. Now they're not allowed to carry out from their house into this backyard since two people open up to the same backyard. So without an eruv b'chaseris, it's awesome. Elim came eruv unless they made an eruv before Shabbos. Now let's say before Shabbos they forgot to make an eruv b'chaseris. is Allah al Shmuel ain mevatlin reshus zeleze. The Rabbonim will not make the same one could be mevatel his reshus, gives up his right in this backyard as if only one person is living here. Latiris echod lahachnis leitzim beisel lechurba. Why? To leisharu Rabbonim bitu reshus ela bechostesh lefnei habayis. The Rabbonim will only makel in the front yard, in front of your house. That's called the chotzer. The chotzer means the front of the house. The akilu bar rabbonim devi ikur tashmishtayu hosim, because people use have to take things out in front of the house. That's a usable place. So in order to be mekel that you should be allowed to carry out from your house to the front of the house, the other rabbonim will mekel that if you didn't make an erev chatzeres before Shabbos, we'll let one be mevatel to the other one. Mashenke, the backyard that's not so usable, you don't need it that much. The other rabbonim will not mekel. That was Shmuel's halacha. And you, Rabbi Yosef, you Gufa told us on this halacha that Kiya Mashmuel ain't bitter reshus mechos lechotzer. When did Shmuel say his first halacha here that you can't be mavatu your reshus from one chotzer to another chotzer? He said, if you have two chotzerim, one to the other, and they've got to make a ruba chotzeris that you cannot be mavatu one to the other, loya moronelesh de chotzeris of pesach echad b'neim. That's only in the second case we had, the second picture we had before. We have two chatzeris on the side, one of the other, and both of them have a right to walk to the top of Rishus Rabin. They both have their own entrances to Rishus Rabin, so they don't have to walk across one to the other. So then these two chatzeris don't ask the Zeal Zeh. So in such a case, even though there's a Pesach B'neim, but since they don't ask the Zeal Zeh, that's where there's no din bitter Rishus Zeal Zeh, because it's not such a big tzairich. Even if you're not mevat the Rishus Zeal Zeh, so what? So you can't carry from one chutzah to the other chutzah. But I call upon it in your own chutzah, everybody is allowed to carry out from the house into the own chutzah. So that's where you can't be mevat the reshus zilazir. Avozu lifnimizu. So you have the first picture before, where you have one chutzah on top, and then an inner chutzah inside. That the only way that people get to the inner chutzah is walking through the outer chutzah. So then the inner chutzah asks on the outer chutzah, because they have a drisus regel, they have a right to walk through there, and since they walk through there, we look as if the inside people are living in the outside chutzah, and the asr on the outside chutzah. Is mitoyer she'ois from zeh al zeh. Here, if they forgot to make a ruvach chaserah together, even if the top people in the chotzer chitzoinah did make an eruv chaserus, it doesn't help them. That since the bottom people in the chotzer pnimis has a right to walk through their chotzer, and they did not make an eruv chaserus, they come and they break their eruv. They make it awesome for the outer people to carry. So in such a case, Shmuel is moido that mevatlin. You are allowed to be mevatl. That the people living in the chotzer pnimis on the bottom chotzer, they could be mevatl their reshus to the outer chotzer, as if to say, we're going to stay home this Shabbos. We're not going to walk out of our house. So, mainly the people living in the chotzer chitzonim, all those people made a mevul chaserus. So, they are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Either people on the inside chotzer walk through and they should answer. No. There they have a right to be mevatel. They'll give up their right, because it's a big tzairich. Because if they're not mevatel, they're reshus, they're going to ask on everybody, can't carry out anywhere. So, there's Shmuel is moida, there is a yisoid of bitul reshus. Only from one chotzer to the next chotzer, where they don't ask the zeal zeh. Each one has their own exit to the Rishus HaRabim. There's only a Pesach B'nayim. There we say, so what? You can't carry it to one another, so you can't carry the Shabbos one into the other. Everybody stay put in their own chotzer, only carry out there. So that's what the Yosef himself, Gufa, was Mas B'Shmuel. So Rashi Meteich Shoyserin, B'nei Pnimis Al B'nei Chitzoyne, Mishum drisus regel is levatul and drisus raglam in la irbu bnei pnimis afilu yatsmo the regel asur ben koyim v'ser asur ben koyim asur the matul. So it's by the omalei ano amino mishmei de shmul hochi. So like he had a kasha on Reb Yosef. Yosef had a kasha on himself. Is it true that I said like this? Omalei ano amino mishmei de shmul hochi. Did me myself did I talk to say such a locha like this? But yomash Shmuel. Shmuel said like this. Ein lano be'erevin ele kolashim mishnasenu. Anything negayet tiluchas erevin, we have to go the way it says in the Mishnah. A lashin that says in the Mishnah, that's the way we paskin. And if it says a lashin, we have to go after the way it says it in the Mishnah. So what does it mean to say? There's a Mishnah later on Ayin Dal that says an sheichotzer v'loy an sheichatzeros. Rashi v'omar Shmuel ein lano be'erevin lohisif heter ele kolashim mishnasenu or mishnasenu on samach dal it says on samach tes. The Mishnah there says, Tanan, An Shei Chotzer She Shochach Echod Mehen. You have people living in a Chotzer, Mashma one Chotzer. You have one front yard, there are three apartments open up into it. And two of them made an Eruv HaChaseris, and one person forgot to make a mishtatev an erech haseris. Is halacha noistum le'rishus. That's the case. The Mishnah says that this one person could be mevatel his rishus to the other two. So the other two now are allowed to carry out into the chaser, and just this one person can't carry out. That's the lashon of Mishnah. It says anshei chaser mashmin one chaser. If somebody forgot to make the chaseres, he has the right to be mevatel his rishus to the other one. So the deif is like the Gemara anshei chaser v'loy anshei chaseres. Whatever we're talking about, two different chaseres, no matter what the case is, still you can't be mevatel one to the other. So then, like Rabbi Yosef was asking the kasher himself, like, how could I tell you if you have a chotzer chitzon, an outside chotzer, the first picture, and then a chotzer pnimis, the inside one, that since when the inside one has a right to walk through the outside one, the aser on the outside one, they have a right to mevatel their reshus to the chotzer chitzon, the Mishnah's mashma, no. The Mishnah's mashma could only be mevatel in one chotzer. But from one chotzer to another chotzer, the Rabbanan never made a takona to mevatel one reshus to another reshus. Omalei, so the Talmud Rabbi says, Ki Amar Tilon, that when you told us over that this klal ain't lonu berven el kloshim mishnah senu, that we only go according to a mishnah, you didn't tell us that Shmuel says that like the chumro in all cases. He only meant it lekula. Aho Amar Tilon, this is what you told us, that klal, that when a mishnah says something it means bediyik, then he can't learn out more than the mishnah says. Only in this case, that there's a mishnah later that says shehamovi lechatzeros kechotzel abatim. A movi is to the chotzer, just like a chotzer is to the batim. That's what you meant to tell us. And that halacha Rashi says is, that just like you have to have two chatzerim opening up into a movi to give it a shei movi, who are then every chotzer has to have two houses opening up into the chotzer. That's the case of a movi. Rashi says, Shamovid le chatzeros ke chotzer le batim, the mastis ne perkini, the kodayik shmo belishta de chatzeros le batim, V'yalef v'nele kamon, to let mikri movi, what's called a movi, liyos nitra b'lechi b'koira, that you have special kulis, to use a lechi and a koira, achiyo batim v'chatzeres tzuchim v'toichom. A movi in alleyway has to have at least two chatzeres, two courtyards opening up, and two houses in teach chotzer. Shtei chatzeres l'movi, or shtei batim l'chotzer. You have to have two courtyards opening up into the alleyway, and in each courtyard there has to be two houses. That's what Shmuel meant in Madai from that Mishnah. But that's all. Only from that Mishnah he made a deal. But from this other Mishnah that says that the Bnei Chotzer can mevatel their rishus in the Chotzer, that's not a deal. It's not true, that's one case. But it's possible another case, like we had before, the first picture, when you have a Chotzer Chitzon and a Chotzer Pnimis, that the inside Chotzer walks through the outside Chotzer and the Yasser on them, then Shmuel is moedil, the inside Chotzer is allowed, has a right to mevatel their rishus to the top one. So now this one, the Akasha on Shmuel, what Shmuel said. Right. Goof was at the Murim. Omar Shmuel, the klal is, ein mevatle mishus mechotz lechotzer. One chotzer to another chotzer cannot be mevatle. Now Shmuel's talking in the case of the second picture, where you have two chotzeres side by side, and both of them had their own entrance to the Rishus Rabbim. They had a Pesach B'nayim. Since they do not ask us, they are there, therefore you can't be mevatel rishus one to the other. If they want to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer, and they forgot to make the Erev Chaseres before Shabbos, you can't be mevatel on Shabbos. Vayte v'yein bitu rishus b'churva. Who are then in the backyard? There's no din bitu rishus. That's Shmuel's halachom. For Rav Yechinen on my name, yesh bitu rishus mechotz lechotzer, v'yesh bitu rishus b'churva. And we pass look at Yechin, Lakula. The Ravada, there is a Yisoid, Yolana b'mevatel your Rishus, one to the other. Even to people in the next Chotzer, and even for the backyard. If you have four houses opening up to the same backyard, and only three of them made an Erev Chatzeris, and one did not, so this one asks now on the other three, we tell this one, you b'mevatel your Rishus to Shabbos, give up your right of using the backyard to Shabbos, and it helps even in the backyard. And then what did from one chotzer to another chotzer? If you have a case, two chotzer, and that one guy wants to carry from his chotzer to the next chotzer, he has a right to tell the other one, you bring mevatel your rishus to me, and I'm allowed to carry even from one chotzer to another chotzer. That's the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara, utzricha, what does Rabbi Yochanan have to say both halachas for? That you can mevatel only in the gate to a backyard, and also in the chotzer to chotzer? Only say one, and I know the other one. More name. Diashmini mechotz lechotzer, bo koma shmuel, mishum dahai tashmish delechud, vai tashmish delechud. But only say the machlokes from one chotzer to another chotzer, I'll say this Shmuel says he can't. Because each chotzer, like, has their own tashmish. So we say don't mix one chotzer to the other chotzer. It's not such a big purpose. You want to carry to the next chotzer? So don't carry the Shabbos. Each one has their own chotzer, their own tashmish. We let them stay put. Aval churba. Marshenko, you have three apartments opened up to the same backyard. So since in one forgot to make the Ruvich Haseris, you're telling me now you're not allowed to carry out from your house to the backyard. The Tashmish Techoda, the Tavayu. It's one backyard. Is there a Moigle Rav Yochanan? Maybe here it's more of a tzorach to be able to carry out from your house to the backyard. So maybe here Shmuel would be Moigle. Kamashmuel, no. Even in the case of a backyard, still Shmuel says that's not enough of a tzorach. There's no din to Mavato Yerushus one to the other. The Ritma Behov, I would only learn the Machloikis by a Chuba by the backyard. Behov come Rav Yochanan. I would say here Rav Yochanan said one could be Mavato to the other one. Because it's a bigger tzorach. Because it's the same backyard they're all sharing, and I want to carry out to my own backyard. So maybe there Rav Yochanan was Moedam, if was Mekel, if one forgot to make the Erev, he could have Mevatel his Rishus to the other one. But in the case of Mechotz L'Chotzer, where there's not such a big Tzorech there, each one has their own Chotzer, they have already a place to carry out from the house into the Chotzer. Either want to carry now into the next Chotzer, maybe we won't be Mekel for them. It's Tzoricha, we need both Chedushim, that the Machlekes is in both cases. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, you go to Kudri, could be Mevatel Rishus from one chutz to another chutz, and for a churba. Omer Abaye, Hodi Yom HaShmuel, back to Shmuel's dream, we'll come again, so we go into it. Omer Abaye, Hodi Yom HaShmuel, Ein Bitu Rishus Mechutz L'Chutzer. That's what Shmuel said, not like Rabbi Yochanan, you can't be Mevatel from one chutz to another chutz, Lo Yomor Nela B'Shtei Chatzei Rois O Pesachem Echad B'Neim. Like the second picture, like we had before. So only we have two different chutzes, side by side, and they both have their own entrance to Rishus Rabin. So they don't ask that they are there, then they can't be Mevatel. Avo Beis Chatzei Rozu Lefne Mizu, but in the first picture, where one chutzer is inside the other one, is Mitoich She'oisrim, since the inner chutzer now has a right to walk out to the outer chutzer, and they ask her on the outer chutzer, is Mevatlin. Then we tell the inner people, be Mevatel, give up your Rishus, to use your inner chutzer, use the outer chutzer the Shabbos, and then they don't ask her on the outer chutzer. Rava says name. Afilu shtei chatzeres zulef nimizu. Even in the case we have two chatzerim, one inside the other one, still according to Shmuel, pomim mevatlin or pomim mevatlin. Still there are times that you can't be mevatlin. Pitul does not help. Even in the case of two chatzeres zelef nimizu zel inside the other one, there is a case that if Shmuel holds, you can't be mevatlin zelazim, and it comes out both of them are osir. What's the case, Ketzad? Is nos no erevin bichitzoyna. They put the erevin bichitzoyna. If you had the people living in the inside chotzer, chotzer pnimi, they taka made the rubik chaseres for themselves and they collected it all together. And now they decided they want to be married with the top chotzer, with the chotzer chitzoyna, the top picture. So the people in the bottom chotzer put the erev in the chotzer chitzoyna, the outside one. Aber v'shochach echod. But one person forgot to be mishtatev in the rubik chaseres. They mimin apnimis, whether he's living in the bottom chutz of the inside one, whether he's from the outside one, and he forgot to be mishtatef and neruv v'chaseres before Shabbos, so kum d'asayis, even though these both chaserim have neruv v'chaseres together, but it's still also l'chura, because there's one Yisrael that forgot to be mishtatef. So it's like you have two Yisraelim living together, and it's also to carry out from your house into the chutzer without a neruv v'chaseres. Is how Rav is saying in such a case, shteya masuris. They're both osir, and it doesn't help to be mevatel zelazim. They remain osir, because ein mevatlim from one chutz to another chutzer. What about tzarkert? Nos no erevim beplimis. The outer chutzer collected their pasim together, and they put it in the inner chutzer, in the inside one. They want everybody to be together in the inside chutzer, and this would have been matter them to carry from every place, from a house into the outside chutzer, into the inside chutzer, into another house. It's all one big rishus. But one person living in the inside chotzer forgot, he did not make an erev with them. It is aloch against shteyim asuris. This person asks on both of them, and bitter rishus does not help. Everything is also. What about shochach echad min achitzoyna? In this case, where they put the erev in the inside chotzer. Now, one person living on the outside chotzer forgot to make an erev. He forgot to be mishtatef, he didn't give a pass. Is v'loy erev, and they didn't make an erev. In such a case, here Shmuel is moida that pnimiyas muteris. The inside chutzre is mutter. Here we tell the outside person, be mevatel your rishus and stay out. And therefore we look as if the people in the inside chutzre, they're the only ones there. And since they were all mishtata together, they have a right to carry out from their house into the chutzre. Mashenkin zichitzoyna asura. All the people living in the chutzre are chitzoyna are asura. For them, they can't carry out from their house into the chotzer. Since there's one person that forgot to make an Erev there, so his bitter reshus, he can only give up his rights to use the inner chotzer. But it doesn't help giving up his right to use in the chotzer chitzoyne. We'll soon see why not. So the people living in the outside chotzer remain osur, just the people living in the inside chotzer are mutter. What about nosnu erevin b'chitzoyne? They put the Erev in the outside chotzer. V'shokach echot. Now that would be mazbin now. Nosnu erevin b'chitzoyne. If they put the Erev, they collected the Erev from all both these chatzeres and put it in the outer chotzer, the top chotzer. V'shokach echot. Now, Rav is saying, if one person forgot to be mishatef from the Erev, bein min ha-pnimis, whether he's living in the inside one, bein min ha-chitzoyne, was living on the top of the outside one, v'loi Erev, and he forgot to make it a movie, a chatzeres, if he got to be mishatef with them, is Allah chashteyim asuris. They remain osur for the Shabbos. It doesn't help now to be mavato Yerushus on Shabbos, they remain osur. Why? If a demara high bar panimis is monoshach, if the person has forgot to make the Erev lived in the inside chotzer, let's say the one living in the inner chotzer, he forgot to be mishatif. So now, leman nevatel, to who should he be mavatel his rishus, give up his rishus like he's not here? Levatel of nei panimis, if you wanted to be mavatel to the other people in his chotzer, in the inside chotzer, leitzil revayu gabayu. Lemaisa, the Erev is not there anymore. They were mishtata together with the top chotzer, the chotzer achitzoinim. So they took all the pasim out of the bottom chotzer, the pnim, and put it into the chotzer achitzoinim. So Melo, the ikka chotzer now is the chotzer achitzoinim. That's the one that has the Erev. Now one person living on the inside chotzer forgot to be mishtata. So if you want him to be mavatom to the bnei pnim, it doesn't help you, because they don't have an Erev there. Let him be mevatel his reshus to the people living in the top chotzer. On that, Shmuel's klal is ein bitter reshus mechotz lechotzer. How Shmuel, or at least Rav is saying this, that Rav holds, that Shmuel holds in such a case also, you can't be mevatel from one reshus to another reshus. So this person living in the bottom chotzer, the pnimis, since he can't be mevatel his rights to the people living on the top, because that's a different chotzer, so mele everybody remains also here. Because Lamaisa, the Erev is in the top chotzer, and there's people living on the bottom chotzer are usur, and they have a right to walk through the top chotzer. So when they walk through the top chotzer, they ask from the people living in the top chotzer, they can't carry out. So the only answer would be is that this one person that forgot to make an Erev, like get rid of him. Let him be mevatel his reshus. But just how Shmuel ain't good to reshus mechotz lechotzer. Since you're not living in the chotzer that the Erev is in, you can't be mevatel to them. Therefore, the people living in the chotzer pnimi remain usur. And since they remain usur, when they walk through the chotzer chitzoino, they ask from the people living in the chotzer chitzoino, they can't carry out from their house into the chotzer. So now everything is usur. Now, hai bar chitzoino. Let's say the case the other way. Let's say the person that forgot to be mishtatev lives in the top chotzer, lives in the chotzer chitzoino. So we're talking about now again that everybody from the bottom chotzer collected their pass and put it in one of the houses in the top chotzer. Now even in the top chotzer, everybody also made a pass together and put it in the same house. Just one person living in the top chotzer forgot to be mishtatis. So we're saying everybody is osur. Is the kasha, why not? Levato lebnei chitzoinim. Lechura, why can't he be mevato to the people living on top? The next, hai bar chitzoinim, leman levato. The person living on top in the chotzer chitzoinim, when he forgot to make the Erev, who could he be mevato to? Levato lebnei chitzoinim. Lechura, the portion of the is, let it be mevato to the people living in the chotzer chitzoinim. The people living in his own chotzer. And there you could be mevato in the same chotzer, you could be mevato your reshus to bnei chatzeroin. So the Gemara name of the Ika Panimi is the Yosra Alayim. It's true. But again, to the top people alone, it should be Mutter to carry. But since you have people living in the Chotzer Panimi, the inside Chotzer, and they're Osir, so when they walk through the outside Chotzer, they ask it on the outside Chotzer. I, Levatl of Nei Panimis, good. So let this person in the top Chotzer, let him either be Mevatl as Rishos to the people living in the inside Chotzer. And then the people living in the inside Chotzer would also be Mutter to carry out from their house into the Chotzer. And it'll be Mutter. Is the klal again a bit of reshus mechotz lechotzer? How the rovok or even the shmuel, you can't be mevat reshus from one chotzer to another chotzer. So this person living in the top chotzer, when he forgot to make the erev, he can't help anything now. He can't be mevat his reshus to the people living in the bottom chotzer. So now the people living in the bottom chotzer always remain osur, since they're osur when they walk through the top chotzer, they ask on the top chotzer. What about nosnu erev in bepnimis? This was the case where it is good. If they put the Erev down in the bottom chotzer, in the inside chotzer, that's where the Erev is. V'shochach echad min ha-pnimis. This is the case now that Shmuel said it's good. The brother said it's good. And one of the people living in the inside chutzner, he forgot to be mishtatit. V'loi iruv, ishteyem asurus. Don't forget. Ishteyem asurus. They're both, this case, they're still both awesome. So tomorrow, hai bar panimius l'man levatel. This person living in the inside chutzner, who should he be mevatel to? Levatel l'vnei panimius. If he'll be mevatel to the people living in his own chutzner, the inside chutzner, of the ikich, he's saying of the osir alayu. I'll call upon the people living on the top chutzner, lemaisa, even though usually the people living on the top chutzner don't walk down to the bottom chutzner, because they have their exit to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on top. Why should they be going into the middle chutzner? But here we're talking about where did they put the Erev? Lemaisa, they put the Erev in the inside chutzner, in the chutzner premium. So when you put Yerev there, that's Margu, that makes you ruggle and walking in the inside chutzner. So Melo, the people living in the outer chutzner, this Shabbos now, are ruggle to walk in the inside chutzner. So when they come and walk to the inside chutzner, they make the people in the inside chutzner also. They can't carry out them from their house into the chutzner. I, Levatel of Nechitzoyna, let the person living in the Pnimius, this person who forgot to make the Yerev, let him be Mevatel his Rishus to the people living in the outside chutzner. His bite to the cloud is, and bit to Rishus me, chutzner to chutzner. How, Rava, leave it to Shmuel, you can't be Mevatel your Rishus from one chutzner to another chutzner. So in all these cases, according to Shmuel, it's taka also to carry out from one house into the chutzner, nobody can carry out. Since one person forgot to make the Yerev, he ruins it for everybody. It's like two Yisraelim living and you sharing the same chutzner, and even though really there are 50 people here, but all 49 made an Erev together, all like one. But there's only one person that forgot, so it's like two people living here, and two people asked the Zelzir. Oh, but this is the one case. This is the case that Rava holds